Ladybird Readers. A Fight with Underbite. Picture words. Russell. Denny. Autobots. Bumblebee. Optimus Prime. Sideswipe. Strong Arm. Fixit. Grimlock. Underbite, a Decepticon. Cybertron. Scrapyard. Metal. Spaceship. Quarry. Bumblebee was a police robot in Cybertron. He worked with another police robot called Strong Arm. I'm very happy that you worked with the great Optimus Prime, Strong Arm told him. Optimus was very important to me. Optimus Prime was dead. It made Bumblebee sad to think about him, so he didn't answer. Sideswipe was a fast robot. At that moment, he was driving too fast around Cybertron. Stop going so fast! Shouted Strong Arm. But Bumblebee wasn't thinking about Sideswipe. Suddenly, he could see Optimus's face in some water.
You must go to Earth, Bumblebee, Optimus told him. The people there need you.
Bumblebee used a space bridge to travel to Earth. He didn't know Strong Arm and Sideswipe were following him until he arrived there. It's my job to stay with you, Strong Arm said.
Go back to Cybertron, Bumblebee told them. No, we won't, Sideswipe said, and he ran away.
A few minutes later, Bumblebee and Strong Arm met a small robot called Fixit. He was happy to see them.
I was taking 200 Decepticons to Cybertron, but our spaceship fell to Earth, Fixit told them. All the Decepticons ran away.
Bumblebee was worried.
We have to find those Decepticons and stop them from hurting the people on Earth, he told Strong Arm.
At the same time, Russell was helping his dad, Denny, in his scrapyard. Russell hated the scrapyard. It was boring, and he never had any adventures there. Suddenly, there was a very loud sound from over in the trees.
What was that? Russell asked.
He walked into the forest to find out. In the forest, Russell saw Sideswipe. He felt very frightened because he was meeting a robot for the first time. Sideswipe was afraid too, because he was meeting a boy for the first time. But when Underbite suddenly came around the rocks, they were both much more afraid of him. Underbite was one of the Decepticons from Fixit's spaceship. He was very big and very angry.
I eat metal to get strong, he said. Once I ate a whole city.
When Sideswipe and Russell started to run, Underbite followed them. Then Sideswipe suddenly changed into a car. Russell was very surprised.
I eat metal, remember?
Underbite said when he saw the car. Russell jumped in and Sideswipe quickly drove away. The other Autobots saw Underbite too. They changed into cars and quickly drove back to fix its spaceship. Underbite was very strong and they could not fight him. When they all arrived back at the spaceship, Fix-It was happy to see them. But he was not happy to see Underbite.
Quick, hide! Bumblebee told Russell. Fix-It, stay with him!
Then all the Autobots began to fight Underbite. At that moment, Grimlock woke up. Grimlock was another bad robot from the spaceship. Now he wanted to fight Underbite and help the Autobots. But Underbite saw Denny's scrapyard through the trees.
Look at all that lovely metal. I feel hungry, he said,
and he started running toward it.
Oh no! My dad's in the scrapyard, Russell told the Autobots. We have to stop Underbite!
Underbite arrived at the scrapyard. Grimlock still wanted to fight Underbite, so he followed him there. Denny was listening to music while he moved some old metal toys, so he didn't see Underbite and Grimlock fighting near him. Russell, Bumblebee, Strongarm and Sideswipe hurried to the scrapyard. There, Strongarm tried to fight Underbite too. She made Underbite very angry, and he ran after her and Bumblebee. Russell quickly found his dad. Denny was very surprised when he saw the Transformers.
A talking robot, he said.
All of you, go and hide in a safe place, Bumblebee said. You too, Strongarm.
But I don't want to hide, said Strongarm. Optimus taught you to fight. Please teach me to fight too.
Underbite and Grimlock were still fighting. Underbite picked up Grimlock and threw him through the air. Then Underbite looked up and saw a city only a few miles away.
That place is full of metal that I want to eat, he shouted.
He changed into a car and drove to the city.
Underbite is very dangerous, said Strongarm. There are lots of people in that city. We have to save them.
Strongarm, Grimlock and Denny wanted to go with Bumblebee.
All right, Bumblebee agreed. But they mustn't know you are a robot, Strongarm.
change into a car that humans drive. So Strongarm changed into a blue police car, Bumblebee changed into a yellow car, and Denny got in his car too. They went after Underbite. The Autobots stopped Underbite at the city bridge. He couldn't get into the city to eat the metal, and he began to feel hungry and tired. Then Sideswipe and Russell arrived with lots of metal toys that Underbite wanted to eat. Russell and Sideswipe drove the toys away from the city. Underbite followed them. Russell had an idea.
"I know! Let's go to the quarry," he said.
When Underbite tried to eat the metal toys, everyone drove into him and tried to push him into the quarry. But Underbite ate some of the metal toys and became strong again. Then he picked up Denny, who was still in his car. Suddenly, help arrived at the quarry. It was Bumblebee's friend, Optimus Prime. Optimus threw Underbite to the bottom of the quarry. Then he picked up Denny's car and took it to Russell. Finally, Denny was safe. Bumblebee was very happy to see his friend.
"I thought you were dead, Optimus," he said.
"I can't stay on Earth for long," Optimus told him. "You have some good friends now, and you are very strong. There is important work to do here. You can all do it together."
And with those words, Optimus left. The Autobots decided to live at the scrapyard with Denny and Russell. It was a good place to hide.
"Can I stay with you?"
Grimlock asked.
"I want to help too."
"Yes, you can stay with us," Bumblebee told him. That made Grimlock very happy. "Perhaps Optimus is right," thought Bumblebee. "Maybe we can save Earth from the Decepticons and have many great adventures too." Ladybird Readers, A Fight with Underbite, read by Nigel Pilkington. Text adapted by Margaret Johnson. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Hasbro, 2017.